So we just...
So I was brought into to Grove when Peggy Dewsonbury... Peggy Dewsonbury had, I think, taken over from Helen Myers, who had gone back to the States. So there were a series of editors who were in charge of the hard copy version. And Peggy did a great job, but then she got her lectureship in Scotland. And I, at the time, was chairperson of International Council for Traditional Music, or British Forum. British Forum for Ethno Musicology. And I also was lecturing. Well, the anthropology of music in Cambridge had developed so that I was then lecturing in the anthropology of performance, which was a bigger commitment of lectures and seminars. And Stanley Sadie asked me, was I interested in taking up this position from Peggy? And so I did it, and carried on with my teaching simultaneously here, which became quite difficult in the third year. I had to give it up in the third year. So yeah, I was there for 3 years. Very, very stimulating. I had a team of editors for different parts of the world, and they were all very committed. And one of my big memories is the lively debates we would have about different entries, you know, and particularly the ethnomusicology entry. Who were we going to get to do it, and how? And you know, there were controversies. Steve Jones was in charge of China, and how should we handle the Tibetan entry? You know, should we have a Chinese person representing Tibet, or should we have Tibetan people? And it was academically, you know, very stimulating, because the people working in that team were all ethnomusicologists, and we were all concerned with the same kinds of issues.
Did you have face-to-face meetings regularly, or was this mainly...?
Well, we had our own area in an open plan office, so we just interacted, you know. So there was the inner group, Maria Mendonca and Murray Lord, who then became Maria Lord. There was the inner group of people who came in to the office, not based there all the time, but who came in. And then there was the extended group of writers that they communicated with. So there was, you know, people who came in from further afield, and then all the emails and telephone calls. So it felt like a very lively, challenging and interesting environment. Yeah, hugely enjoyable. Mm. And there were difficulties towards the end, which meant that it was all finished off too abruptly. The press was sold to a German company who decided they were just going to finish it. And I think the thinking was that it would go into its electronic version anyway, and so any problems, any mistakes could be ironed out. But as a consequence, the hard copy version did go out with mistakes in, which caused a bit of a drama. But it's become a resource that, you know, different departments use. I supervise music faculty students here, and they use it. So, and it's an ongoing enterprise.